Hey, it's Juice and Mo. So typically when we do podcast interviews, we like to talk to people for like 30 minutes, a couple of hours, you know, like a stretch out a little bit. But we got a call earlier this week from our NBC boss saying, hey, Domantas Sabonis is on some media tour promoting this contest with Great Clips. You can get like maybe 10 minutes with him. And we're like, we got to do it. It's Domantas Sabonis. So we did want to pass along the conversation we had because I feel like there was some good stuff.
Yeah, we talked about his all-star snub. We talked about his offseason. Just a lot of fun things for such a condensed time. So it was a cool conversation.
Yeah, so enjoy our chat with Domantas Sabonis.
Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. Deuce and Mo. The podcast that you know.
Deuce and Mo with a three-time NBA All-Star. Of course, you know him from the Sacramento Kings. The one, the only.
Domantas Sabonis. Domantas Sabonis.
Domas, do you like that chant? Are you embracing it yet?
I'm embracing it. My kid loves it. Yes. He sings it. He has a dance to it. He's obsessed with it.
That is amazing. I got to ask you this. You set the franchise record for consecutive double-doubles. You lead the league in triple-doubles. Somehow you were on the All-Star team. And I know you're like, hey, I don't really care about individual accolades. You just want to win. My perspective was I felt like it was like disrespectful to not only yourself or what you've accomplished, but the team a little bit. Have you used that as fuel, a little more motivation, that snub at all?
I guess, you know, you come out, you play aggressive, you know, you want to play more aggressive, if anything. But we got one goal in our mind, you know, and we got to figure out what's going on with our team and how for us to stay consistent, you know. And to be honest, it was one of my first All-Star breaks having a break, and it was pretty nice. So I can't complain.
Yeah, I guess another individual thing and more talking about what you did in the offseason. I mean, you took your work to a whole nother level. We read some pieces about how you even cut out carbs. That's the first question. How did you do that?
I don't know. Anyone who knows me, that's all I eat. So it was definitely tough, you know, but once I put my mind to something, I'm just going to go with it all the way. But that was probably the hardest thing.
Yeah, it feels like, though, how you approach the offseason, you're just very honest with yourself and where you were at, maybe physically and mentally. I'm curious, how do you think that offseason working with Doug Christie, you know, being in the gym every day, working on your physical game, your mental game, how much do you think that has helped propel you to another level this year?
You know, you never really think about it. It's a long season. You're basically doing what you love in the summer, and it's just working out, you know, with your friends and loved ones, you know, and you're having a good time, you know. And then once you compare, I don't know, let's say individual stats or whatever it may be, obviously you see the growth a little bit, you know, for what happened. But I don't know, DC's already thinking of plans of how we can work on things today or tomorrow and whatever, you know. So we just got that mindset where we just want to keep getting better. So you don't really think about it. You just like, this is what it is. This is my job. This is what I love to do. And you want to be better.
You know, expectations were a lot higher going into this season. I can't imagine what that did to a lot of you guys mentally. How have you guys been able to handle a lot of these higher expectations all season long?
I think we've mainly ignored them as a team. We've ignored them. I think the problem is more within us that we can't be consistent most of the time, you know, and we all know that. Everyone knows that here in Sacramento. We've seen the games we win, the games we lose. So we got 17 games left, and we just got to figure that out, you know, and I feel like we're on the right track this last week, and we got to just keep building.
Yeah, it feels like the defense has been playing much better. Communication, the physicality. What do you think the shift has been? Do you feel like the way you guys have been playing defense is sustainable?
I hope so. And for sure, we're definitely going to try to keep it sustainable. It's definitely helped us. We played two great offensive teams, you know, and we did some pretty good things, you know, and we just got to stay with it. We can't let down no matter who comes in the building or we play an opponent that's not high in the seating. We got to keep applying those things. And that's what's going to make us scary if we can do that against everyone.
Yeah, these last couple of games, we've talked about how you guys have played complete games. And I think sometimes we look at this team and what you guys are capable of and we go, I don't even think they've played their best basketball yet. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I for sure do. You know, I mean, I feel like I'm speaking for everyone. We're up 20 and I don't think no one is relaxed yet. So the fact that we could finish these last two games and complete them, you know, definitely has helped. And we just got to figure out what we did do, where we slowed down, where we controlled the game, you know, what basically was our plan to like maintain this lead and not fall into a trap and shoot quickly. And then they go on runs and, you know, and it's tie game again. So I feel like we need to mature in that area. And I feel like we're on the right path.
I was telling Morgan this the other day. One of my favorite things about sports is kind of these like unlikely stories. You know, we saw Keon Ellis a lot last year in the G League because we do Stockton Kings games and we saw his development. And, you know, he's been in and out of the rotation this year. You see some good signs when he's been in there as a starter, but now it feels like, wow, he's really impacting things. And it's crazy because it's unpredictable. Like this guy who goes undrafted is impacting you guys late in the season during a playoff run. What has he brought to the team since being in the rotation?
I mean, he's great. You know, he definitely on defense, he's there for us. You know, he's like our X guy, you know, our glue guy who puts everything together. You know, he's doing what we needed that was missing, you know, and he's just making life easier for everyone. And then on the offensive end, you know, he's not in the way. He shoots when he has to shoot. He knocks down his shots. You know, he's a smart player and teams respect him. So it's definitely making life easy with him on the court.
You know, something else that you've been doing a lot more of this season, you have had a lot of poster dunks, just really going at people, scary at times, and I love it. But you're going with so much force. Is there something different that you've been doing? Is that a mental shift or is that just strength?
That's just me being me. I don't know. I can say Malik's passing the ball better. Maybe he's putting it on time on target.
Deuce and Mo, they tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo, the podcast that you know. Deuce and Mo.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.